48-year-old Tomana, who was arrested last night, appeared before a Harare magistrate today, facing charges of allegedly abusing his office or alternatively defeating the course of justice. State Counsel Timothy Makoni told the court that Tomana allegedly criminally abused his office when he instructed an officer in his department, Michael Mugabe, who is President Robert Mugabe's cousin brother, to craft a document instructing the Harare District Public Prosecutor, only identified in court papers as Murombezi, to cause the withdrawal before plea of charges against two suspects, Solomon Makumbe and Silas Pfupa, who had been remanded in custody following their arrest as part of a group of four who are said to have plotted to carry out bombing activities at President Robert Mugabe's Alpha and Omega Dairy in Mazowe District. In opposing bail, Makoni called the investigating officer in the case, Assistant Commissioner Tulani Ncube, based in Bulawayo, coordinating police activities in Matabele and South Province, to the witness stand. Ncube told the court that Tomana had a lot of connections within the Southern African region and beyond, adding that he was a flight risk, judging from the seriousness of the offense that he allegedly committed. But under cross-examination from defense attorney, Advocate Tabani Mpofu, Assistant Commissioner Ncube conceded that he did not carry out proper investigations before arresting the prosecutor general. Advocate Mpofu told the magistrate that the police were interfering in Tomana's constitutional prosecutorial functions by questioning his decisions to have Makumbe and Pfupa removed from the initial case. At the time of going to air, Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe was still compiling his judgment on the bail application. Meanwhile, the president of the Unknown Zimbabwe People's Front, Owen Kuchata, and his co-accused, Bowman Ngwenya, Solomon Makumbe, and Silas Pfupa, also appeared in court today, facing fresh charges of treason. Prosecutor in the matter, Michael Reza, told the court that the quartet hatched a plan to unseat President Robert Mugabe's constitutionally elected government before visiting Mapinga in Mashonaland and West Province, where they allegedly identified a place that they would train people militarily. The state alleged that the accused persons also visited Mr. Mugabe's rural home in Zvimba, where they carried out reconnaissance activities. It is also alleged that they later visited the president's dairy farm in Mazowe, where they were arrested while in possession of 16 bombs made of fertilizer, nails, and petrol. The magistrate said his court had no jurisdiction to hear an application for bail in such a matter and advised the accused to approach the High Court for bail. The quartet was ordered to return to court on February 16th for routine remand. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.